Yeah, good news, and certainly the figure of 29 schools, while it's a very, very high allocation for the county, I know there's other schools that would have applied and are not successful this time out. But I want to just acknowledge the Minister for his ongoing commitment to education, and the main areas covered in this particular application is in the area of mechanical work. There's another area around roofing repair, and other schools will be putting in additional toilet facilities. So look, it's important that we have a very good educational building infrastructure in the county. There's a lot of schools that are in the capital plan that are looking to go to construction as well. So it's about keeping it live, keeping it moving, and keeping the momentum going, because education is so important, as everybody knows. And the parents that I meet on a daily basis, whether there's needs in education, it's important to keep them on the agenda of the Minister for Education.
Now, as you said, there will be a number of schools who would be quite disappointed that they weren't allocated any funding. Are there any other avenues in the future for them to apply for funding?
Well, there's ongoing application process. There's different streams of funding, be it an area of emergency works. And certainly, while I would have been advocating for as many as possible in this round of funding for summer works, because summer works is an ideal scheme. It's when the children are off school, the schools are free, and you know that gives the contractor time and space to get the work done in a safe manner as well. So look, there will be other schemes coming on stream, and certainly I'll work closely with the schools that feel that they've been left out on this occasion. But to the schools that have applied, that continue with that investment in their infrastructure, it's so important, and I would like to acknowledge once again the Minister for his commitment to the county.